Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June 26th. Running a little late here this morning. Right now we've got December corn up 3.5 cents, September wheat up 10.5 cents, and November beans up 17 cents. The rains that fell overnight and really Saturday night to Sunday, we opened the grains higher on Sunday night. Immediately broke as much as 20 cents in corn, 10 cents in wheat, 13 cents in beans. And then we came back, and now we're stronger here in the first 5 minutes of trading. Obviously, there were some rains around, mostly north of I-80, but Michigan missed out on any of the rains. So here in northern Illinois, it was really spotty. Our suburb got maybe 4/10 of an inch. But the suburb two south of us got about 1.5 inches, which was probably the highest total I saw out there. Looked like Rockford, got some decent rains, but, not nearly enough anywhere to think that this drought is over and that we've busted it. We expect crop ratings to be down about 3 percentage points tonight. We'll see what export inspections are at 10 o'clock. But, the other big thing, obviously, is the attempted coup in Russia. Apparently, nobody knows where Putin is. Nobody knows where Prigozhin is. And somebody made the comment, which I thought was pretty brilliant on TV, that Prigozhin better not stand there any open windows. As we know, a lot of Putin's buddies who went against him somehow suspiciously went out a window from a high story, and there's been 3 or 4 deaths like that. But at any rate, it's going to be interesting to see how that develops out here. Now, on this afternoon, as I mentioned, we'll get the crop progress. Should be down about 3 percentage points. On Friday, we've got the acreage numbers. They're looking for 91.8 million acres of corn, 87.7 million acres on beans, 10.5 million acres on spring wheat. The stocks in all positions, they've got 611 million for wheat, 4.255 billion for the corn, and 812 million for the beans. If anybody thinks that the USDA numbers on yield are anywhere near what they should be, I think you're mistaken. I think we're going to be coming well off of the high numbers that the government's put in for yield. And, I just don't see that these rains did a whole lot of good out here. So it'll be an interesting week between some weather issues and between what's happening in Russia and then the acreage and stocks numbers at the end of the month. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.